Didn't seem like effort or emotion was really the issue. Obviously, when you're playing a team that's pretty far out of the playoff picture, but just kind of how weird was the game with this for you guys?
Yeah, I was disappointed, obviously. Playing a team coming off the back-to-back, ended up 7 goals. You know, it's unacceptable at the end. It's hard to win games. Letting in that many goals, you just can't do it.
Or some of the biggest. I know they had a couple bounces that went their way, of course, but what were all some issues you had defensively that kind of led to that?
It's a couple of, a couple of breakdowns, a couple of details that, you know, that we don't execute on, and they execute a couple of plays. It's tough. It's still, you know, defending. It's still an issue. We need to work on it. And puck management in danger areas, and all that stuff.
You've worked on the penalty kill all year long, but you just did last 10 or 12 games, I think you gave up one a game at least at this point.
Yeah.
Is there something that you can pinpoint? I know there's not just one issue that goes into it, but...
No, I mean, it's... Yeah, I mean, we're doing some good things, and then, you know, maybe I could have blocked the first one. Second one is, I don't know, it's a little scramble up top there. They find the puck and they execute a nice play. They go across seam a couple of times, and stuff like that's going to happen. But I think we're doing a lot of good things on the PK. Maybe not always getting the reward for it. Mm-hmm. And that just comes down to the small details.
You've got 3 or 4 days now before Boston comes here. Do you just focus on the Boston game or put this one behind you? How do you do that?
Yeah, we can't change this one. We go back here tomorrow, we practice, we work on all the things we need to work on and prepare as well as we can. Like I said before, I think, you know, this is the stretch you wanna really really sharpen all the skills and all work on the weaknesses of your team to really have, you know, something that's running smoothly coming playoff time, and you know, that's what we're gonna do.
Chris Kudas, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.